Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi Tevir Abta Daf Samach Alpha Med Bay 61B, and we are on the bottom of Daf Samach Alpha Med Alpha. We ended with a discussion about the amulets. Are you allowed to go out and carry with an amulet on Shabbos? And we explained that as long as you have an amulet that is from a Mumche Gavra, meaning that he himself, this guy who wrote it, is considered an expert, then it would be okay. Otherwise, it would not be okay. But now the Gemara continues this discussion. Tana Rabbanan Rabbi Sarsan Rabbi Seizo Kamea Mumche. What is considered an effective amulet which would allow people to go out with on Shabbos? What's considered effective? Kol Sheripe Vishana Vishilish. Any amulet that has cured an illness one time, then it cured the same illness again, and then it did it a third time. Echad Kamea Shoksav, Echad Kamea Shoykarin. This can either be an amulet of writing, some sort of paper that has some sort of special stuff written on it, or an amulet of roots of different herbs that make you feel better. Whether this is a person who is deathly ill or not. And it's not only restricted to a situation where someone's already sick and it's just curing, rather it could also be preventative also, even if it's to prevent someone from getting a certain disease. He may tie it and untie it even while he is in Rishisharabim. As long as it does not tie b'sher u'b'tabas, top of Samach Alpha and Beis, as long as it doesn't tie to a bracelet or a ring, v'yitzibo b'Rishisharabim, and go out with it in Rishisharabim Mishamar Zayin, because then people are going to assume that this amulet is being worn as some sort of tachshit, as an ornament, and that's usher to do on Shabbos, so that would be the issue. So as long as it's not tied to a bracelet or a ring, then it would be okay if it is effective. Now, we just had our brisa that said that as long as it cured three times, then it's considered effective. But now, ask the Gemara, v'hatani, but there's another brisa, izu kamei mumcha, what's considered an effective amulet? Kol sheripe shlosha b'nei adam ke'echad, any amulet that has cured three people as one. The first brisa said that it just needs to heal three times, regardless of whether it's the same person or different people. But now, this price is saying that it needs to be three different people. So how do we answer this? Lokasha, ha lemachuye gavra, ha lemachuye kmiya. So answers the Gemara, no, they're talking about two different situations. When we're talking about the person who wrote the amulet, the person who wrote the thing that made them feel better, whatever that is, so that needs to be on three different people in order to be considered a person who is an expert amulet writer. But when we're talking about the amulet itself, whether it's an effective one, that just needs to heal someone three times, even if it's just the same person three times. Now the Gemara continues this discussion about what makes an established healer and amulet, how are they considered experts? So I'm Rav Papa Pshitali. So Rav Papa says, it's obvious to me, Tzlas Kameh, Tzlas Gavrei, that if you have three different types of amulets for three different people, Tzlas Tzlas Zimnei, and each one of them is cured three times, Ismachei Gavrei, Ismachei Kameh, so then the man is proven to be an expert amulet writer, and the amulet itself is considered to be proven to be effective, and it's considered a proven one that it's good. Tlasa Kamel, Tlasa Gavri. So it's also obvious that if you have a healer who wrote three different amulets for three different people, Chad, Chad, Zimna, and each one of these amulets cured one time, Gavra Ismache, then the man is proven to be an expert, Kimia Lo Ismache, but the amulet itself is not considered to be an expert because they're different ones and it's only healed once. Chad Kameh L'tzlasa Gavrei. And also it's obvious that if you have one amulet for three people who are suffering from the same illness and they were all cured, then Kameh Ismachei, then the amulet is proven to be effective, but Gavra L'Ismachei, then the person who wrote the amulet is not necessarily proven to be an expert. So again, it's pretty clear you need three times, either three different people that this person helped or three times that this specific amulet worked in order for it to be considered a proven one where you'd be allowed to carry it on Shabbos, or for the expert to be proven that you can carry stuff on Shabbos. But now the Gemara says, well, we have the question of the following situation. Let's say one person wrote three different amulets for a single person, because now it doesn't have the three different people, and it's also not the same amulet working three times. So, what would the halacha be? Do we say kmiya vaday lo ismachei, gavrei ismachei, o lo ismachei? So, we know for sure that the amulet is not proven. That's not going to be considered good because it only happened one time. But is this person considered an expert or not? Because it was all for the same person. Miyam rinan ha aselei. Do we say that this healer has cured this person three times? Or do we say that this person who was healed, maybe it's just he's very good at healing, and there's the mazel has it that he's going to be healed by an amulet, so take, we're not sure in this type of situation. Now the Gemara goes in a continuation of its discussion about amulets. We have a question, do these amulets have intrinsic kedusha with them? Because again, people write different tefillos in them, so is there any sort of intrinsic kedusha to them? So what difference does it make? If you're going to tell me that it's whether you're allowed to save it from the fire and carry it outside into a place where there's no Erev on Shabbos, Tashma, but we already know this from the following Bryce. The Bryce already says explicitly that if you have brachos and amulets, even if they have Hashem's name on them, you're not allowed to save them from the fire on Shabbos. And they're allowed to burn in their place and you're not allowed to move them. El Linyan Geniza. Rather, what did we ask? Whether it has Kedusha or not? That was just for the purpose of Shemos. Do you need to throw it into Shemos? Tashma, come and let's hear proof. Haya Kosov al Yedos HaKelim. If one of the names of Hashem was written on a utensil, Akare Amita, or on the legs of a bed, Yogud V'Gnizenu. So you must cut that section off and put it into Geniza. You need to put it into Shemos. What we seem to see from here is anytime you have Hashem's name written on anything, you need Shemos. The same thing would seemingly apply to the amulet. So that seems fairly obvious. Rather, it must be a different reason why we're asking if it has Kedusha or not. Eli kanis ben beis akise. Rather, the question was really, are you allowed to carry this when going into the bathroom? So my, what's the halacha? Yesh behen Kedusha va'asir. Does it have Kedusha and it's asir to go into the bathroom with them? Odilma imhem Kedusha ushari. Or do we say that they do not have intrinsic Kedusha and one is allowed to go into the bathroom with them? So Toshma, come and let's hear proof. Our Mishnah said that you're not allowed to go out on Shabbos an amulet that is not from an expert. Ha mina mumcha nafik. But seems to imply that if it was from an expert, then you would be allowed to go out. And if you would hold that amulets do have intrinsic sanctity, do have intrinsic kedusha, and therefore cannot be taken into bathroom, this is going to come out to be a big problem, because if you're allowed to carry them in public and we say that you're not allowed to take them into the bathroom, let's say you're walking in public, you need to go to the bathroom, you're going to leave it there, you're going to come to carry, and that's going to be a big problem on Shabbos. So rather, what are we talking about? Rather, we're talking about an amulet made of roots. That case where we said that you might need to go to the bathroom, where you're allowed to take it out, that's talking about an amulet made of roots, meaning it's made of herbs, and therefore definitely has no kedusha associated with it, and therefore you'd be allowed to bring it into the bathroom, and that's why it's okay. But as the Gemara of Ha'atani, but the Brisa says, Echa kamea shel ksav, Echa kamea shel itarin. This, you're allowed to take out the amulet, whether it's of herbs or whether it's a written down one. So we see that you're allowed to take this out into public on Shabbos, and therefore, if it has Kedusha, you're going to have to go to the bathroom, you're going to come to carry. So you can't just give me the answer that's only talking about the herbs one, because we have a brisa telling me that it's even the written one, you're allowed to take out. Elach mayaskinan b'chol ha'sheyesh b'sakana. Rather, we're talking about a chol ha'sheyesh b'sakana who has to wear his amulet at all times, and it's a major danger. He has to wear it because he could potentially die, so he's even allowed to wear it into the bathroom, and that's why it's going to be okay. But the Gemara rejects this answer again, because v'hatani, the Brisa says, echar chol ha'sheyesh bo sakana v'echar chol ha'sheyesh bo sakana, that whether someone is deathly ill or not, they are allowed to take out this amulet on Shabbos. So again, we're left with the same question. How could it be that you could possibly take out the amulet into public if we know that you would not be allowed to carry it into the bathroom, because then you're going to come to carry, and it's going to be a big problem. Ella, rather, the Gemara answers a third answer. Kevan demase, since the amulet is there to cure him, afagav denakil lebiyadin, even if he's holding it in his hand, it's still going to be allowed to be carried on Shabbos since it's there just for curing purposes. So we see there's no proof either way whether this amulet is something which is allowed to be brought into the bathroom or not, whether it has Kedusha or not, because he's allowed to hold it also. But now the Gemara continues with this question. But the Brisa says, Rabbi Shaya says, you're allowed to wear the amulet as long as you don't hold it in your hands and then go to walk 4 amos with it. So again, the same question is, what is our situation? Does it have Kedusha or not? El hacham mayaskinan, rather, what's the case we're dealing with? Mechupe, or we're talking about an amulet that's covered with wool, and it's covered with animal skin, and since it's covered with animal skin, that's why you'd be allowed to bring it into the bathroom. So there's no proof that it definitely doesn't have Kedusha, because you could potentially bring it into the bathroom because it's covered with wool. We'll end over there. We'll pick up in the middle of this discussion tomorrow. This is Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, all about the amulets. Have a great day.